This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Going on. Welcome to episode 95 of the Nintendo Powercast. I'm your host, N64 Josh. Player two on this one, Frozen Eric. Come back. Baby, come back.
What is going on?
Hello. What? No. That, did you freeze again? It's like
no,
a bad
soap. Real. Oh, okay. So what up, NPC fam? It's your boy. Hey, Zero. Your hero.
And player three, Nightcrawler, coming to us from the Smash Bros cast. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
How are
yo,
you?
Yo, yo, yo.
We're glad you're here. Welcome, everybody in chat. We are so hyped. It's our E3 prediction show. Before we do it, real quick, the music you just heard from On Being Human. Remember, we are the unofficial Nintendo podcast. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can pick up something like Ready Player One, Console Wars, Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America. So many good books. Go check them out. I think Audible has some kind of sale going on. They emailed me today, so I think it was like half off their normal price or like 40% off their normal price. I'm not sure. But anyway, audibletrial.com/NPC. Guys, you want to start your own podcast? Podbean.com/NPC. You can try it for free. Record right into your phone. Upload it to the interwebs. Boom. You're a podcast host just like that. Do like Super Nintendo did and start the NES podcast, the Nintendo Entertainment Show, and hit number 42 or whatever they reached today on iTunes. So go check that out if you like Nintendo podcasts, which if you're listening, I'm guessing you do. Podbean.com/NPC. Lastly, guys, OP Seat is what I'm sitting in. And right now they have a summer sale, $50 off. You use my coupon code, you get $60 off. So it's pretty good deal for these gaming chairs right now. Comfortable, affordable gaming chairs, opseat.com, coupon code N64Josh. Go check out the sale. Okay, let's get into our announcements.
Hey, listen.
We do this show live, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/N64Josh. Welcome to everybody that's here. Van, Nevermore, Tatawaka, the Nintendame, Pudding, Snake Eyes, Kirby, Dead Ghost, Super Nintendad, Yikum. Who else? I know there's more. I'm scrolling up. Nintendavid, Shellshock, Lumberjoke. If I miss Pudding, there we go. Fighting King, I think I got everybody. If I missed you, I'm sorry. Thank you, guys. Leprechaun, thank you for being here. Rust Belt Kid, welcome. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us live for our E3 prediction show. I'm so excited. A few more announcements. I'm writing a book, Another Castle. I'm hitting it hard this weekend. I'm hoping to have the first draft done soon. Just be patient with me. Be patient. I'm not rushing this thing, so be patient. Another quick announcement. I have a series on Splatoon coming out that I worked with Ninja Yoshi _13 is his Twitch. He is on myself and Crawler are on a Splatoon team called the Mad Splatters, and he is rank X in everything. And we went through how to tackle each mode in Splatoon, what weapons, abilities, and tactics to use. Two weapons, and then going over the abilities and tactics with each one of those. Really excited. There he is, Ninja Yoshi's in the chat. Make sure to follow him, guys. He's going to start streaming this summer. So those are going to be hitting YouTube. I also have a Smash Bros. We did like an interview with somebody who plays a lot of tournaments, and I'm currently editing that. It's a lot of cutting it into pieces because we played and then we asked questions and that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to get it condensed down because it's like 2.5 hours right now. So I'm getting it cut down. So those are coming out on the YouTube channel soon. The Smash Bros. Cast, we're recording that live on Thursday nights. Mario Kart Mondays is changing. So not a lot of people seem to want to race right now. So we're going to switch it up. And I think we're going to try it this Monday. It's now
Hello Kitty Racers.
Hello Kitty Racers. No, it's not going to be Hello Kitty Racers. I want a chance to get to know the community better and to possibly showcase some of the stuff that you guys do. So what we're going to do, you guys have heard of comedians in cars getting coffee. We're going to do gamers in carts getting interviewed. And so I'm going to interview you guys for just little like 15 to half hour segments, hearing from you, hearing your history with Nintendo, and it's going to go up on my YouTube channel as well. And so this Monday is going to be the first one. So I'm excited for this, 'cause I want to get to know you guys. Like, this community is what's making all of this happen. So I'm excited to get that started. Saturday morning Splatoons is still a thing. We're rocking and rolling that. First Look Fridays is still happening. This week is going to be Mario Tennis Aces. Bloodstained, fingers crossed. I'm pretty sure we're going to do that. And possibly is it Legend of Wizard? I see it mentioned all the time. It's number one in the eShop. So I'm thinking about picking that one up as well, because I've had a lot of people
Wizards
asking.
Wizards of Legend?
Wizards of Legend. There you go. So we're going to be looking at that also. I think that's everything. Guys, we're going to skip the what you've been playing. We have a ton to talk about. So we're going to jump into this real quick though. Nightcrawler, give us just some people are going to know you already from the Smash Bros. Cast, but like, give us the elevator pitch kind of on you and Nintendo. Like just real quick, what was kind of your history?
Never owned an NES, but did play it at friends' houses. My first console was Super Nintendo, and played a ton of Super Mario World, and I had the Mario All-Stars, so I got to experience all of the Marios there. I was fairly little when I had that, so I remember playing Aladdin. I've heard that the Genesis version is better, apparently, but I don't know. But it's interesting to have the SNES Classic now kind of going through, just because I wasn't buying all those games for myself as a wee lad. So I getting to experience some of those games that I never had. So that's been fun playing the SNES Classic. Had a 64. Loved my games there: GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Orc Arena. I do have one blemish on my record. I never played Majora's Mask, but I am going to try to remedy that eventually by getting it on the 3DS and experiencing it that way. Let's see. I did skip what I guess arguably is maybe the best Nintendo console, which was the GameCube. I moved over to Xbox at that point. When I did get a Wii, I grabbed a few games because the Wii could play them. So I have Double Dash and I have Melee. I played Sunshine at friends' houses when the GameCube was relevant. So I experienced Mario that way. And then when the Wii was for everyone and their mother, including grandmother, everybody, I luckily had a roommate that I was living with at the time that found it and spent my money to buy it. So we had that for the apartment and did our fair share of bowling and all that kind of stuff. I need to get back into Twilight Princess, but just those motion controls kind of turn me off to it a little bit. So I need to experience just so many games that I haven't fully played all the way through. But I did enjoy my Wii. Don't clip that.
Get out.
Let's see. I ended up kind of waiting on the Wii U, I think, like a lot of people. But when Smash was announced, I ended up buying a Wii U on a Black Friday deal and got Super Mario 3D World and Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. What was the game that came with it? The party game.
Nintendo Land?
Nintendo Land, yeah. And then later that next year when Smash came out, I got Smash, and that's what I played. And my Wii U's actually gotten more playtime here in the last month and a half, 2 months since we started playing more Smash than I think it did when I just had that console and not the Switch even. And then I was a little late to the Switch. I got the Switch on Mario Odyssey release night, and my library has grown exponentially while I've been playing all sorts of games that came out. So been having a great time playing Zelda and playing Xenoblade, and my most played game now has become Splatoon quickly with this community and all the games that we play together.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. That is awesome. I do want to give you guys a quick, just a quick rundown. I played Battle Crasher. What is it called? Now I keep getting this one mixed up with the Party Crasher one.
Battle Chasers?
Battle Chasers. Yes. On the Switch. Turn-based RPG. This seems like a game I could totally lose myself in. My 15-minute review would be like 9 out of 10 power gloves. Get this thing. It's beautiful and it's fun and the story is great. So
yeah, the artwork does look really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Battle Chasers Night War. Guys, it's not my fault. There's the Cartoon Network game that's called like I don't, it's some very,
they even had a game come out too, I think, didn't they?
I have it on the Switch. So it's like Battle Crashers or something. So I always mix it up. So forgive me. Battle Chasers Night War. Thank you, Snake Eyes. Thank you, Van. Yes, very good. Check it out. Ice Cream Surfer. Hate, you need to play this game. You look like an ice cream surfer. It is a modern Super Nintendo game that is quirky, off the wall, challenging, and very fun. 9 out of 10 power gloves. It is a fun little indie I recommend. And then of course I played some Hyrule Warriors. Again, the 2 hour review on that one is 9 out of 10 power gloves. Go get that thing. It's fun. So again, that's my review for you. I give you like the 15 minute to 2 hour window. If it catches me, I'm going to tell you, go get it. It's fun. If it doesn't, I'm going to say, don't do it. So there you go. Take that or leave it. It's my own way of doing it. Lastly, hate anything, any other games or anything from you before we jump into the news? Cause we got a lot.
No, let's go.
Okay, here we go. First off, this dropped today, Donkey Kong Adventure DLC for Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. It's such a long thing to say. Oh my gosh. Coming end of June, ? They said this would be here in the spring. The dates, the end of June is when that would still be in spring. So that's what everybody is predicting, that it is June. We do not have an exact date. There is a trailer that released today showing off the new team, which is Rabid Cranky, which was just hilarious seeing. Rabid Peach.
Riding a unicycle or something.
Riding a unicycle. And Donkey Kong, of course. And he's like throwing his bananas that are like almost like boomerangs and stuff. Looks pretty cool. Eric, did you get to see this?
I did. The best thing about this for me is not that it exists. The best thing for me is that it reminded me that I need to go back and play this awesome game because nice. I totally forgot all about it. So I'm pumped because I didn't beat it. I made it about halfway and I enjoyed the game. And as Kirby said, he has the bongos. He does. That's one of his attacks. It's pretty awesome.
Thank you, Oracle.
I am excited this is coming so I can go back and play it.
Crawler, how about you, bud?
Yeah, the trailer looked super cool. I mean, the bongo, as Kirby said, the bongos, that just looks like that's one of the biggest problems, I think, with when you're fighting that XCOM style game is making sure all those enemies are within your range. But it looked like the bongos drew everybody in towards you and he did a big melee attack as they all got drawn in. So that was really cool. And yeah, I liked how the trailer ends with coming soon as I mean,
right. And it also ended by showing us
why put out the trailer? Just give us a date.
Right. It showed us the gold version is being released. So we're getting basically, you know, that's what it is.
True,
the gold
version. Ubisoft form.
Right. Exactly. So that's coming out soon. That's all we know. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited to jump back in as well. I still haven't completed that game, but everything I played really, really liked. Even the co-op stuff is fun. Like, it's just overall a really, really neat experience and kind of a unique experience on the Switch. So if it's not one you've checked out, I would hold off and get the gold edition so you get all the content that way. Jimmy Fallon played Mario, as he would say, Mario oh, okay. Tennis. Okay. He said it a lot. He said Mario, yeah. Which, hey, you know what? Tomato, tomato. It's fine. If it is what it is. No offense to anybody. So, but here's what I took away from it. Motion controls looked on point. The first thing that I thought of was this is like Wii. This is like the Wii Sports Tennis, which we played a lot of. And that got me excited because that's going to get, I mean, I know that's going to get my family playing this. Like, we can all sit on the couch and play this with controllers, but if the motion controls are on point, which they looks like they are, this is a no brainer for a party game. Like,
and it has up to 4 player local, right?
I believe. Yeah. Yeah. You can do doubles. So
that's doubles. Yep. Just smack each other in the face.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Just make sure to wear those wrist straps.
And the Joy-Cons to good use, because I don't think we've had anything that we've had to use them for yet.
1-2 switch. Don't forget about it.
I think a lot of people want to forget.
Sound and graphics to me looked great. I love the way the ball sounded when they were hitting it. Gameplay looked pretty polished, pretty stoked. And my favorite detail from that trailer was Spike. And Spike is the little dude from Super Mario Brothers 3 that would spit a spiky ball out of his mouth and throw it at you. Mm-hmm. And the way he serves is he spits the tennis ball out of his mouth and then smacks it. And I'm like, I love this attention to detail. Like, this is, some people aren't going to know what that is, right? But all of us old timers that are like, hey, I cut my teeth on Mario, right? Mario 3 was my jam, the wizard, you know, Power Glove. Seeing Spike, I'm like, that's cool. That's cool. I love seeing that kind of stuff. Eric, what'd you think?
I don't know that I could get any more excited for Mario Tennis. It's clearly going to be game of the year. There's no question about it. I mean, what more do we need to say? No, let's see. The animations were amazing. It looks super fluid. It mimicked his motion. There wasn't a long delay. Like you said, the motion controls looked on point. He looked like he had a lot of fun. Jimmy Fallon's one of the more expressive hosts out there anyways. Sure. So he always looks like he's having a blast, but I see him playing Mario Tennis and I see the potential and the fun we can have and the tournaments won by your boy. It's going to be glorious.
Yeah. Right now, I'm just going to say, if there's any other podcasts out there, we are calling you out. So anybody, like, we'll make an event of this thing too. So if you host another podcast or you guys listen to another podcast, you can tweet at them that the NPC wants to throw down in Mario Tennis. Okay.
How about I'll up the ante.
Oh boy.
If we lose, I will come on to your podcast wearing a dress.
It'll be like Rabid Peach.
Rabid Hate Zero. I know it'll never happen, though, so don't even worry about it.
Oh, the internet is super worried. Crawler, what'd you think?
I'm excited. I mean, it's June 22nd, can't get here soon enough, but I mean, we get a little bit of a taste, I guess, this weekend, right, with single offline play, and then the following weekend we get to do the tournaments, right?
We don't know for sure. We've been discussing it a lot in the Discord, and while I've been streaming, everybody's wondering, like, can we play together? And then everybody's like, not if we probably can't play with friends. I'll let you guess who said that, Kirby, wink. So we don't know. Yeah. My guess is that they're going to have online play so that they can see if the servers melt starting on a Thursday instead of on a Friday. And then they can ease into it into the weekend, fix anything that needs to get fixed if they crash. And then when the tournament hits next Friday, the server should be warmed up and ready to go. I'm just speculating there, though, but it would seem weird to me that they're going to say, hey, we're doing a tournament and then everybody gets on. We melt the servers and nobody can play. So and maybe they'll kick the servers live on like Monday or Tuesday. So it's not, you know, so it's not going to have a weekend. I don't know. I'm not sure.
And if they break, so, maybe we'll get extra days, too.
That maybe. So there we go. Mario Tennis. Like Crawler said, Thursday, you can download it. I will try to play it if possible, depending on when the download hits. I'll try to play a little bit before the next NPC so I can give you guys some quick impressions. This is interesting news. Nintendo bans known hackers Switch. And This is I've heard a lot. I've seen a lot. I've had a lot of different tweets at me about this when I posted the article on n64josh.com. Some people are like, oh, he's not hurting anything. More people were like, good riddance. Like, don't. Here's what's funny. The first thing that came to my mind while I was writing the article this morning was, man, when people would mod their Xboxes in Halo 2 and the way they would cheat. And we've talked about it on here before. Like, I want none of that. The few people we've seen cheat in Mario Kart, I want none of that. So I'm like, yeah, just get him out of here. That's where I'm at. But other people are like, you know, I saw Van in our Discord was like, hey, I paid for this thing. Can I do what I want with it? But their user agreement says, sure, but you won't be taking it online.
I feel like that's kind of more of a comparison to like, I think the Supreme Court ruled that like your phone is your phone and you can jailbreak it or whatever. That's kind of on that level. But when it comes to how you're ruining the experience of other people, I mean, when you jailbreak your phone, it's for you and it's not affecting other people that you're playing with or whatever. But when you mod an Xbox or mod your Switch, then it can negatively affect other people's experience that they paid good money for to try to enjoy an online experience as well.
Where you at, Hate?
So to circle back to what Van said, he's not wrong, but where things differ is Nintendo isn't saying that his system is bricked. They're just saying you can never touch online with it, which I'm fine. If you want to modify your system and play single player games for the rest of your life, that's fine. I mean, everything we do has an end user license agreement, right? The other thing is, I don't think what he did was particularly bad either, but it's just like every once in a while, the copyright laws go after some grandma for downloading, you know, a Daft Punk CD. She's probably not, but
she just get the found point, right?
So they go after somebody because they have to make an example and remind you that there are consequences for this action. I don't think that's going to be the norm. I don't think this is going to be a huge problem. But if they do it occasionally and it hits the news, people are aware of it and less likely to do it.
Yeah, and like Eric said, it is no online, like no eShop, no updates, no multiplayer. If you had cash or points on your eShop, goodbye, they're gone. That account is not, and from my understanding, it's not just the account. You can't even create new accounts on that Switch.
So it's Mac address, man. Then
so it's.
I assume it's like
for reals
burnt in Mac or something because you can change like your wireless Mac. So they've got some sort of burnt in Mac or something local on the
some way to identify the serial number or something like that.
There was some guy sitting at a button waiting. They're like, okay, the moment this thing gets cracked, hit the button. here goes the first ban. So consequences, Joel. Wow. Oh, wow. Let's see. Nintendo trademarked N64 today. Probably just a routine trademark. So don't get too excited. But, you know, a few people are secretly hoping it's for an N64 classic. Right. And I know we've talked about the N64 classic on here and some of the stuff we want. I wrote a quick article about it. Like the shame with that system is going to be the fact that so many games are lost to licensing that we won't see. And the other thing is we've seen zero mature rated game. Like there was no M rated game on the SNES classic. So
there weren't very many out there back then. I mean, they did exist.
You had Mortal Kombat and Doom.
Perfect Dark was in.
But on the
I mean on your birthday
to play this game.
Yeah. I'm talking for the SNES.
Yeah, the SNES was on. Yeah.
And was Mortal Kombat M-rated? It didn't even have blood. You were punching sweat off people.
Mortal Kombat 2.
Was. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So and Killer Instinct, I think that actually hit a teen, but I don't remember off the top of my head. So
I don't think they had blood flying that much in Killer Instinct.
No, not a ton. So I don't know. What do you think? Eric, you think it's just a random trademark, or you think we're getting NES Classic?
Let me get into my first E3 prediction. N64 Classic coming winter 2018.
Boom.
Okay. Predicted. It's happening. No, I think it's a logical step. The thing I don't know if they're going to be able to accomplish is the game. So it went from 30 to 22, I guess. So is this one going to have 10 games? So if we get a GameCube classic, is it just one game? It's like, here you go. Here's Smash. I mean,
you know what could make 10 games worthwhile, though, is if they put an Ethernet port on the back and had online connectivity. So you could wave race online. You could Smash online. You wouldn't be able to GoldenEye, I don't think, but maybe Perfect Dark.
Yeah. But I mean, the licensing.
Oh, well, no, awful. Nintendo or Microsoft owns Perfect Dark, don't they? Yeah,
they do. And you'll get Pilot Wings, which is just a beloved game. We all love so much.
Blast Corps isn't owned by Nintendo anymore.
It's Rare. Yeah.
There's lots of games from that era that just Microsoft owns now.
Yeah. Once Rare left, they took a lot with them. So,
yeah.
We'll get Mario Kart. We'll get Mario Tennis.
That's how you can get Diddy Kong Racing. Hate.
We'll get Diddy Kong Racing. Well, I don't know, because Diddy Kong Racing came out from Rare, right?
Yeah, but Xbox doesn't. I don't think Xbox owns that.
Okay, so that one might be stuck in limbo.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Mario Party. That's a good one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the Nintendo name says Mario Party.
Yeah,
and then we can all get the blisters 20. In the center of our hands again. So that's exciting. Will it come with the gloves?
Will it come with the glove in the box?
And you know what, Joel? Joel says that I confirmed N64 Classic will have voice chat. Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me that thing has voice chat.
But look, you can't take it online if you want to mod it and put GoldenEye and Perfect Dark on there. Otherwise, it's going to get banned.
You get a Mac address, man.
So
there you go.
Be careful. Be careful. All right.
The other question, is it going to have the expansion pack? Is it going to have the Rumble pack? I don't know.
Right, the Rumble pack. Oh, my gosh.
Just make it so that you can plug. Most people at this point have a 64 controller somewhere, right? So just make it so you can just actually plug in the 64 controller instead of the USB F or whatever style it is. I don't even know what kind of USB.
The Wii remote plug. That's what that is. It's so goofy.
Yeah. It's some kind of crazy USB port. I don't know what it is, but.
Interesting. All right, guys. Lastly, for news, Treyarch said no plans of bringing Call of Duty to the Switch. This makes me sad. Not that I'm a huge Call of Duty fan. I typically buy it each year, and then my kids take it, and I don't get to play it anyway. So, you know, whatever. But I'm ready for what I wanted to see happen is back in the day, like when the 360 came out, the Xbox got a different version. The original Xbox got a different version of Call of Duty. And it was called like I can't remember the name of it, but it was like the Big Red One or something like that. I don't recall the exact name, but that's what I was kind of hoping would happen with the Switch. And maybe we'll get something down the road, something made for that system, either that or a remake of Black Ops 1, something like that, that would run okay on the Switch. And we could have that competitive first person shooter. I mean, look, Doom is fun. Payday's not. And that's kind of all we have for. Well,
hold on. Why isn't Payday fun, Josh?
Oh, no, don't open that can of worms.
Well,
it's a trap.
It's a trap. It's not. I'm taking the bait because it needs voice chat, but the game kind of just looks not all that great. And it's not a AAA title. That's the biggest thing. I want to see a triple A.
Three years behind the current gen version as well. Something, or like how many updates behind the PC version is it?
I don't even know. Like 14 years. I'm not sure. Van says he thinks the Wii was Big Red One. So there you go. It had the same version as the Xbox. Maybe. I don't know. Google it. You guys stream. You can tell me.
Kirby, get on it.
Yeah. Anyway, so kind of bummed about that. We did see like some fake leak that had pictures of Call of Duty 4 in a Switch case, but doesn't look like it's going to be the case. So
The question is it smoke and mirrors from Treyarch?
Well, here's the thing. This is, you guys are killing my E3 predictions here. I'm predicting it will be announced at E3 because Treyarch, from the initial rumor, remember that rumor from like 3 months ago? Treyarch wasn't the ones porting this game on the Switch. So for them to say we have no plans for it is not a lie. It's not really their plan. It's happening at some other third party. I'll have to find that. But you know what, guys? It's coming to the Switch, and it's going to be announced at E3.
Wait,
you heard it here first.
Are we getting into our E3 predictions? I think we are. Let's do this thing now. Here we go. All right. E3 predictions. Hate already kicked it off. He said Call of Duty's coming to the Switch. Okay. All right. I'm gonna kick this one off here. Animal Crossing will be announced. It will be released first quarter 2019, getting in on this fiscal year and taking advantage of everybody that just got their tax returns. So
you can go bankrupt to Tom Nook.
Yeah, you can buy all the significant like your significant other the Switch that's going to need it, all your kids that are going to need it. Like that's the boat I'm in. Once Animal Crossing drops, like Nintendo's like, oh, the DS is going to be around until the Switch is a one person machine. Yeah, release Animal Crossing and game over. Everybody's going to have Switches. So that's my first prediction. Crawler, what do you got?
I'll double down on your Animal Crossing, but I'm not going to go as bold as you. I'm going to say it gets a video kind of in style how we had a Pokemon announcement last year where they just let us know that they're working on it. It's coming. It will be here soon. They don't commit to anything with that because there's a lot more on the docket for Nintendo coming up here. But if you can drive that hype and get people excited, then the Switches will start flying off the shelves still.
I think the hype has to come from a little more of a trailer than just some guy sitting at his
some
desk.
Guy sitting
like,
at a desk.
Oh, I'm working. Pokemon's coming. So's Animal Crossing. I'm going back to work now. Like, has that guy left the office in like 4 weeks? What is going on? Like, are they feeding him? Why couldn't he go to the stage? No work. Hey, what do you think, dude?
It's obviously coming. I think it's a 2018 title.
Ooh.
I mean, look, they have all the assets. I think they had the game close to being done on Wii U, and they're like, wait, let's not waste this on this system. Let's give them Amiibo right. Festival. What? Yeah. Like, how do you make Mario Party worse? You guys managed to do it with Amiibo Festival. Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm excited about this one. I think Star Fox Grand Prix is real based on everything we've seen. I think it's going to be a competitive racer that will be another game for Nintendo Versus to tweet about. And it might be that competitive racer that Mario Kart just can't pull off. You know, there may be some gameplay elements in this that if it's, you know, only four players or whatever, that it may work when you can remove things like blue shells and things that are just kind of, you know, just make it not competitive.
Maybe swear jar inducing parts of the game.
Yes, basically. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Star Fox Grand Prix is going to be a competitive racer, and I'm looking forward to it. And I as far as release, my guess will be early next year also. What do you think,
Eric? So you think Retro ships two games next year?
I think Retro's first game is the Metroid Prime trilogy that ships earlier, that ships late summer this year.
Oh, okay. So you're going late summer. I'm with the Metro. I also think Metroid Prime trilogy, but I think it's going to be December. I think you're doubling down on, are you saying Metroid Prime 4 comes out this year or next year?
I'm saying Metroid Prime 4 is coming out in December. It's taking the spot of Xenoblade Chronicles last year, which still sold 1 million copies. So, and Samus Returns was 1 million copies sold as well. So I think it could, which was also late game as well. So where are you at? Where are you at? Hey, you're making a face. I do want to, before I get to you, hey, everybody in the chat saying, Rip F-Zero. Guys, from what we've heard, again, everything's hearsay, take it with a grain of salt, but a lot of from people that have said they've seen the game, they've seen the gameplay, it plays way more like the Sony game, what's it called, N-Gage?
Wipeout?
N-Gage Racing or something like that. I can't remember that. I don't have the notes in front of me, but
Sony used to have Wipeout.
Yeah, so well, Wipeout's a little more like F-Zero, but apparently this is more of a combat racer, I guess, is kind of what I've taken from this. So
and I've heard it also has kind of like a story mode a la Diddy Kong Racing a little bit, where you have like a boss battle at the end of a track that you're fighting.
Yeah, three races kinda, and then a boss fight.
And a hub world as well, like Diddy Kong Racing. So he hates getting his Diddy Kong Racing. It's just in space.
Which they've even, the one leak even said that there was the possibility of Donkey Kong showing up, right? Which there'd be, there would, I mean, where Donkey Kong is, Diddy Kong's not far behind, I would assume. So there you go.
They just got to make that, what was it called in 64? It was the land tank or something like that. What was it called?
Oh gosh.
They got to make that thing a little bit faster if it's going to race too.
There you go. Yeah, for sure.
And the submarine was really slow too. So,
and if it's just the R-wings flying or different versions of ships, then it's not even like F-Zero at all, because F-Zero is still on a track, you know? So I mean, I wouldn't say F-Zero is out of the question, and I've talked about this before, but because of how well Nintendo is doing, I think they can take risks on games like Landmaster was the name, like this Star Fox Grand Prix, and then still have an F-Zero. I think there's room for it, because I mean, look, the Switch is the hot commodity right now. So as long as they keep riding that wave, I think we could see both. So I wouldn't give up hope. I haven't given up hope that we'll see an F-Zero. I'd love to see an F-Zero.
Well, and if you believe the printout that somebody left at a bar or whatever it is, that F-Zero is on the docket as well. So who knows?
But same printout that was left next to the new iPhone and the binder of Destiny 2 stuff.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the binder real? The binder was real, wasn't it?
I think it was. The poor dude probably lost his job.
You just got to go to lunch around Redmond, Washington, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's all. What do you think, Eric?
Man, I don't know. I think Star Fox is coming sometime late 2019. I think it's a ways out. And I hope I'm wrong, because I want another racer sooner. I don't think F-Zero's coming. I mean, if that E3 prediction paper we saw is true, then everything I'm going to predict is wrong. But I don't think F-Zero is making a comeback anytime soon, unfortunately. So I think this Star Fox was probably some sort of love child between Diddy Kong and F-Zero, and this is what we're left with. Which Star Fox, here's my big take, okay? Star Fox is a dying series. Only the people who really love it care about it anymore. Nintendo, however, loves the series, and they don't want to see it die. So if there was some sweet idea for F-Zero, they're not going to give that to F-Zero, because it's not one of their beloved titles. They're going to give that to the Star Fox and make it, you know, make Star Fox great again.
I tweeted at Per Schneider, and he actually replied to me, and to Factor 5. I said, hey, we need, like, they were talking about this on NBC about Star Fox Grand Prix. Factor 5 needs to be resurrected. They need to give us a 4-player co-op space exploration game with big, like, boss fights. Like I said, 4-player co-op and 8-to-16-player multiplayer, you know, just the killer dogfights a la Crimson Skies, and boom, you've got Star Fox back in the, you know, no motion controls, nothing goofy, just do a barrel roll and let's play 4 of us together online and let's try to figure out a way to talk. Let's keep going.
When I saw your tweet this morning, I responded to you in the Discord saying I had talked to a friend at work with the exact same thing. Like, I want Star Fox needs to kind of get away from that on rails kind of point A to point B gameplay and embrace kind of, be it on a grander scale than what it was, but Rogue Squadron and Factor 5 is the brainchild that created that. So I mean, just get them on that and put us in a 3D space that we're not stuck always moving forward. We can those boss fights in Star Fox 64 were the best part of the game, where you could flip around and you hit the edge of the map and you came back and you had the freedom to move in that 3D space. So give us that, just like the variety of missions that came on Rogue Squadron, and just blow it up bigger. So it has we have the capacity now on the systems we're using. So give us that and it'd be a whole lot more fun. And I think more people would be interested in Star Fox if it was that way.
Yeah, and the other thing about it, make it less shiny. Give it that used future look like Star Wars does, where stuff's been beat up and like you know, anyway, we're going to be playing racing. We're not going to be doing space exploration. Pikmin 4 and Paper Mario get teasers.
Ooh.
What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, Pikmin 4 is one of my predictions. I don't think it's a wild prediction. They've all but announced it's almost done, right? I mean, Miyamoto himself said it's almost done, but he's not allowed to talk about it.
Isn't that talking about it?
Yeah, no kidding, right? No, I think you said they would marketing or someone would kill me if I talk about it. But
gotcha. Noted.
The question is, when does it come out? And I think it's this year, but at some point they're going to run out of room unless they're going to just like every 2 weeks we get a crazy title that we can only sink 3 hours into because we got a new game to play. So I'm going to say Pikmin 4 gets a release 2018. Nintendo's not one to push past, you know, future E3s. So everything they show us is going to be, you know, to probably quarter two 2019 at the furthest point.
So Kirby says he said that years ago. What if after Star Fox, they looked at the new Pikmin, they were like, no, sorry. Like, after Star Fox Zero.
The new Pikmin was similar probably to the cash grab that was Animal Crossing. You know, I think that was just a placeholder. Keep the name alive. Throw it out there. Make people talk about it. And
oh, hey, Pikmin?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking Pikmin 4. After Star Fox, Nintendo was like, no. No.
The dumpster fire that was Star Fox.
Yeah, there's but hopefully not. Hopefully it just maybe that's what Retro's working on. Maybe they're like, "Hey, this is the new series."
How many teams does Retro have?
All the teams.
Cuz they just had their port team just got done with Tropical Freeze, so
they're busy.
They didn't even let anybody else port that cuz they did Funky Kong themselves. So
okay, and then Josh, to circle back, Paper Mario, is that a re-release or a new title?
I'm going to say new title because I thought we had seen something about a new Paper Mario, like that they weren't porting Color Splash. I can't confirm that. So maybe Oracle knows, Kirby might know. But I thought there was already some mention of a new Paper Mario. But again, that was just like on the back of my mind. So, but I mean, Color Splash is great. And again, you know, with the Wii U having so few systems out there, like even a port would be fine with me.
I was talking to a friend today. I'll get your guys' take on this. Do you think this is the last year, like calendar year 2018 is the last year that Nintendo can get away in good faith of doing Wii U ports?
I think they have a full year ahead. I think the Wii U ports and the DS line are going to go at the same time. That's my gut feeling. What about you, Eric?
No, I don't think. I think they'll continue doing ports through the lifespan of the Switch, but it'll probably slow down, and they won't be huge focal points. It won't be like, and coming soon is a game you already played 3 years ago. So it'll just be slow releases coming, because there's still a lot of gems out there that people haven't played, myself included, on the Wii U. So I hope they continue.
I've played more Tropical Freeze on my Switch than I have on my Wii U, so and I'm only on World 2, so.
Right. Yeah, I'm in the same boat pretty much. The other thing is we got Go Vacation announced, which is a Wii port coming over to the Switch. So now, and that's, it was published by Bandai Namco. Now it's being published by Nintendo. So the ports may end up expanding beyond just the Wii U, and we may see ports from, I mean, and who knows, we are kind of assuming there is no virtual console. So we may start seeing GameCube ports, that kind of stuff, especially if we see stuff like Metroid Prime Trilogy, whatnot, like this, these ports may last forever. But I mean, ports are great for the summertime, for just these. I feel like they've sprinkled them in very nicely. And I mean, look at Hyrule Warriors. Like, if you want a game full of content, play that game. Like, you will have hours and hours of gameplay. Like, there's a ton to do there. So I think they're doing it right. My next prediction, Astro and Nintendo announce their partnership, like talk about it from the stage, and they also announce their voice chat, which if the rumors end up being true, maybe done through Discord/Xbox.
Wow.
Eric's like, that ship sailed. I'm out of here.
Well, but what are we gonna plug our Astro headset into? That's the question.
Well, it's one of my predictions. Can I circle yours into mine?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think they're going to show off the new and improved Nintendo Online app for Android and iPhone, available sometime in September of 2018. Because the app is hot garbage. You know, let's not call it anything other than it is. It's hot garbage. It's not. It's cold garbage. It's whatever the worst kind of garbage is. It is that. So. I think they're going to make massive improvements. They're going to double down on the app, and Astro is going to help them accomplish that, because they're going to have some sort of internal mixer that lets you get game and chat audio to kind of bridge the gap, so it's not as big of an issue. That's my prediction, because I don't think they're going away from the app. And as long as the app actually works, and I can have groups, and I can talk to people, and I can... You know, if I can hit up Kirby and say, hey, do you want to play a game, rather than having to go somewhere else to do it? You know, if I see she's online, why would I have to go to Discord
What you're talking about right now, as far as just sending invites? Yes, it works. It does. Like once you have interacted with somebody in Splatoon through the app, you can just send a game invite. They'll get a notification on their phone. And they can hit the button on their phone, and the switch will take them into the game. Right. So that part works. But
even if you're in another game,
I've not even been playing Switch, and the first person that ever invited me, I don't know who they were, or who they were with. It was a different friend of mine, I guess. And I can't remember. It's been a while, but like that person would invite me regularly. I'm like, I'm at work, I'm doing whatever, and I would just get a notification on my phone, come play the game. So that was
part works.
So, but does that pop up on your Switch then as well? Or is it just in the app?
It's just on the app.
So that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. I also think they're going to allow you to chat, you know, just like you would in a Discord room. You chat through their app in a room. You can start a game room or call it whatever you want, a party chat. You know, that's what normal people call it. Nintendo won't. They'll call it like a fun, happy play zone.
I was thinking about it today. Nintendo voice chat's never going to have to worry about any kind of a copyright strike or a trademark thing, because Nintendo will never.
No. So you're going to open up the Nintendo Fun Happy Play Zone, and you're going to add they're not going to be called friends. They're going to be called like Me Joy Buddies. So inside the Nintendo Fun Happy Play Zone, you're going to bring your Me Joy Buddies, and you guys are going to communicate
with Wii Music.
Yeah.
They did renew that trademark. So
yeah. Excellent.
So that's my bold prediction. Some of that is fake, but the app is very real.
People in chat are asking about the mic and the Switch and everything. My prediction from a while ago is that Astro will release a line of headsets that range in price. Some will be wireless, so that you can plug a USB into the side, and that will control voice and game audio. And so you can sit back on your couch and play. And then if you're handheld, you will plug that same device. It'll have a USB-C adapter that'll go into the bottom of your Switch and connect wirelessly to the headphones you're wearing, so that you can do it both ways. And yeah, it could rip your battery. Maybe it'll have a pass through so you can still charge while you're playing, but then you're still connected to something. So that's how I'm predicting it will go. I don't know. I mean, this is just fun to speculate, but okay, moving right along, cause we are going to run out of time. 2D Mario or Mario Maker 2 is announced. Take it away, Eric.
Mario Maker 2 is coming to the Nintendo Switch, or Mario Maker HD Double Deluxe is coming, you know, whatever.
I was going to double down on Deluxe. Yeah.
Yes, we're getting a Mario Maker, some form of a 2D Mario. I think it's a no-brainer. Yeah, there you go.
Is Does it come with a special stylus in the box?
Nope. Controlled by the DS. They're going to reconfigure the controls so you can either do it with your finger or mainly with a controller, is my guess.
And well docked control with the DS.
I was going to joke and about that's how they keep the DS line alive is let it interact with the Switch, but I don't think they're going to do it because they kind of are redundant.
It can already interact with the Wii U, so
they're interacting with the Switch with Monster Hunter. You can transfer your file from Generations to Generations Ultimate. So
one time only, and then it's off. Is it off your DS after you do that though?
I think from what I saw, you can go back and forth, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
I think it's like I think there was something on Xbox that you could move something over once upon a time and it goes away wherever it used to be, I think. So
the thing with Monster Hunter 3 on the Wii U and DS, you just moved your character between the two. So if you were going on the road, you played. And then if you leveled up,
that'd be interesting. But the system goes with you though. That's the thing though. So
I don't think you would need to, but who knows?
It might be just a one and done. You go choose a new home to live in and that's your house.
And more than likely, it's just going to be gear that passes over. That's going to pretty much be it, you know,
because your level,
because, yeah, there's not. So I don't think you could take assets that you get from the new game and take it back into the new one. I don't think it would work. More than likely, you're going to just transfer and still have your original file in your DS and not be erased. That would be my guess. So some people are going to be completed in that game. There's nothing else they need to do. Right. So 2DS Metroid. And or Zelda remake coming this year. That one leak we saw had Link's Awakening getting remade. I'm kind of thinking we might see a remake of Zero Mission or Fusion coming out on the 2DS.
There was a Zelda job posting for Dungeon Maker, so
it's true. It's true. What do you think, Eric? I love the grin. I love it.
Not only do I think you're right about the Zelda remake, I think it's also coming to the Switch.
Oh, like they're going to double down, like with the like Toad's Treasure Tracker.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I think. I mean, they already basically showed off that they had a good chunk of it done. Not Link's Awakening, but the top down. So I thought that type of Zelda game was coming to the Switch anyways. It's not inconceivable that it goes to both systems because either of them can run it. So I think you're gonna get a double pack like you do with Toad or Sushi Strikers.
I'm seeing Lindsay Monster going crazy about Link's Awakening in the chat. That's awesome. That's awesome. Third party games, BioShock, Borderlands. And here's the one that this will never happen, but I'm saying it's going to happen, baby.
You're just making it up.
Orange Box 2.0. Half-Life, Half-Life 2, Portal, Portal 2, Team Fortress, and Left 4 Dead all in one package. Well, we'd get one cart with 10 different download codes. Let's be honest here. Yeah.
Is it $120 or what?
No, it's Orange Box was only 60. Let's add some Left 4 Dead in here and we'll be good to go.
Yeah. A lot of those games would really benefit from a party system. So, you know.
Yeah, can you play Portal 2 without communicating?
I don't even know if it's co-op, is it?
Yeah, Portal 2? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually never played. I only played the first one.
Left 4 Dead's kind of
you need
helpful.
It. Yeah, you have
team
to.
Team Fortress is a team-based shooter game.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, once we get our... I forgot what my first bold prediction was, but the me joy buddies. So once we can add those to our, you know, Nintendo fun, happy play zones, we'll be good to go.
But BioShock and Borderlands, I mean, I'm ready. I'm ready to go back to Rapture. You know, who knows? Cause I think Borderlands 3 is getting announced for the other systems, not the Switch, not the Switch. Lastly, Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out with Nintendo assets. Bring on.
And it's available now. Yeah,
bring on some Mario skins. Bring on some, you know, Mushroom Kingdom bricks, which, fun fact, those bricks from the original Super Mario Brothers were actually the people of the kingdom that Bowser turned into bricks with his black magic. So every brick you broke, you were killing a toad. All right, just want to get that out there. So
I'm pretty sure Mario,
you just turned Mario into an M game.
Yeah, he's pretty violent, hate. That's for sure. So, okay, so those are my main predictions. Crawler, I know you got a handful here.
Yeah, I'll double down on your Fortnite. I said it. I don't know if everybody heard it, but I think they come out and they say, and it's available now to download. It's one of those. I mean, that might be a treehouse thing that they come out and say, just because it's easier to do in a live event than the pre-recorded taping that they do for Nintendo Direct at E3. But I think it's available at least that week sometime, maybe by Friday it's available. I'll run through my stuff here pretty quick.
Wait, before you do though, okay. My question with Fortnite is digital only. This game is a beta. So they're not going to release a physical copy of this thing. It's going to have to be digital only. The thing that I wonder what the hangup is, do we have any games on the Switch that have microtransactions that you guys can think of?
Well, I mean, short of buying DLC, I mean, Zelda was a digital purchase of the DLC. Mario Rabbids is going to be
digital. But I'm talking DLC, just like loot boxes or microtransactions, like V-Bucks.
Rocket League's
the first one. Okay, so I was thinking maybe the holdup here is just Nintendo getting that whole thing figured out so that they're, FIFA and pinball has, I mean,
EA grabbing at money.
Talking.
So I thought maybe that was part of the holdup, but maybe I'm wrong there. So anyway, continue, Crawler.
All right. I think we see gameplay from Metroid 4. I'm not as bold to say that we're going to get it this year. I think it's early 2019. I think we maybe see a little bit more of Bayonetta 3 than just a logo, but they announce kind of a quarter that it's coming out, and I think it's going to be late 2019. I think Odyssey gets DLC that's available.
Good call.
Yep. Shortly thereafter, right there. That kind of is in line with the GameFAQs leak that came out, but I don't think it's as crazy and wild as getting Wario and Waluigi in there. I think it's just Luigi and some extra kingdoms that you get to play.
Hopefully only Waluigi. Let's be real.
I know who was asking for it. I think it was somebody was asking for, that's what she said, wondering about Smash. I think when they come out and talk about the online service, Smash, I mean, we all know Smash is like going to be their booth this year. It's what they're talking about. That's why I think a lot of other things are going to be kind of smaller when it comes to announcements and all that kind of stuff. And it's just going to be more teasers, but Smash 5 is going to be some characters. It's going to be a firm release date. It's going to be centered around the online service and what you get with that, whether it be games of service, and they move forward with seasons of characters that come out. But I think we learn a whole ton about Smash, and we're going to have a lot of information. And there was a new leak that came out last night that I sent to you, that you wrote an article about, that was saying the entire roster of Wii U is coming back plus new people. So maybe we don't get that whole roster right at the start. Maybe it's kind of incremental, but it comes with you having the online service, and who knows what that they could do with that. But I do think it's one of those last two Fridays in September. So either I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think it's the 24th or something like that, I think, or the 28th, and then the 21st, I think, is what those two dates could be. So I think that's when we're seeing it, because the online service is coming out the 22nd, I think, of September. So around that, we already talked about Animal Crossing and Fortnite. And then I think the last thing is we're going to get the last 10 games that they haven't announced yet for the NES flicks that we're going to get with the online service.
Good call. Yeah. I think those will be announced for sure.
It's you,
should
buddy.
I just go?
Yeah, let's hear it, man.
Call of Duty is coming out, as I said earlier. It's going to come out within 1 month of the release on the other consoles. It's not going to be the exact same experience. Something's going to be missing. Not sure what it is yet. Fortnite, and it's out now. I agree completely. We talked about N64 Classic, Switch Online app. Here's the two that are out of left field. Luigi's Mansion 3. You're going to cut to a trailer of Luigi screaming Mario, shaking in a dark place, and then it's just going to go Luigi's Mansion 3. It's not going to be gameplay. It's just going to be a real quick video.
It's going to be like a buddy cop movie kind of with Waluigi. They're going to have to team up to save Wario and Mario. They're going to have to
ruin a good thing.
It's the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I can already see it. That'll be Luigi's Mansion 3.
Why are you trying to ruin it? Why do you want to ruin the great thing? Okay, and the biggest thing I'm going to predict, which is probably not going to happen, but I'm going for it.
Go for it.
Eternal Darkness is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
I love it, dude. I love it. Bring it. Bring it.
Those are my everything else you guys kind of covered on, and I think most of your guys' talking points are no brainers. I think obviously Animal Crossing is going to be talked about in some capacity. I think we have to get a Smash gameplay footage and possibly release. They need to talk about Bayo 3. One thing I'm not sure about, like Steep, you know, the snowboard game that was allegedly coming out. Yeah, what up? What up with Steep? Is that even a thing anymore? Are they even trying?
I don't know.
Dude, does Nintendo even like Yoshi either, too? Because we haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, we saw full-on gameplay. That game's going to going to say, oh, by the way, this game comes out July 1st. This game comes out
next month.
Yeah.
So Yikum, I'm sure there will be a Pokemon, but doesn't Pokemon get their own event every year that they host?
Isn't there grumblings about there's going to be some kind of direct from the Pokemon company like a week before E3?
Emily Rogers had a blog post that went up that said we will see Pokemon information this week. So that's the biggest reason it's missing from my predictions, is because I'm like, she's fairly reliable, so that's I'm thinking we're actually going to know about Pokemon before E3.
And Kirby will probably know the answer. We were talking about this before we went live. Kirby, does Pokemon traditionally come out in October?
I'm pretty sure it does. So she'll be able to confirm that. I've got hey, N64 Josh subreddit now exists. So r/N64Josh. So we're getting that fired up. I'm trying to find the best spot to be able to post questions for the show, because when I post them in Discord, everybody wants to have conversations about, and then I lose the actual answers that people give because of the conversation, which is good. I want people talking, but I want to be able to find an easy place to read these things to you guys. So this is from Ryan, says SNES Remix. I don't know if you guys played NES Remix, but super fun. We'd love to see the Super Nintendo version of that. I think it's awesome. Here's Tadawaka says, here I go again. My prediction is Splatoon, but it may be announced pre-E3. Just one giant turf war on the world map. Your ink is reloaded every day, or by revisiting reloading stations, same as Pokemon gyms, or buy ink bottles. You choose your ink color, battle your team. You could also rent better weapons and subs for a fee. Are you talking real money? Because do you work for, like, what is happening right now? At the end of the week, it would be like a Splatfest, and the winning color gets extra XP and items. So hopefully that's all via in-game currency that you can earn. Otherwise, like, next week, we're going to talk about this very topic of Fortnite and what it might be doing to the game industry. So, because I'm a little nervous about it. This is from DeCool Dude. It says Animal Crossing, and I'll be happy. Seriously, though, I think we see more about the VC-ish service and then maybe a Fallout game for Switch, since Bethesda seems pretty cool about Switch. My wildest prediction would have to be Animal Crossing Switch, especially after they announced Smash, and the mobile game seems to have been made to hold us off for a couple of years. That's that. I am going to move over to the Discord because when I did post the link, a few people did answer the question in there. Let me see if I can pull them up real quick. See, there's a lot of conversation going on here. Here's a ninja. Says my E3 predictions, new Yoshi game with gameplay video. I want to say Metroid Prime 4, but I really doubt the game will release this early, so probably not. A new Mario Party game for Switch, Mario Party 11. Spyro Trilogy announced for Switch, Pikmin 4. New Fire Emblem gameplay. One or two character reveal for Smash Bros. Some sort of port from Bethesda. Not sure what, but I've heard people want Fallout. So there you go. This is from PSVG Kevin. It says, do they announce N64 Classic? Let's see. We got another one here from Lego Law. NES Mini, another a colored NES Mini with different selection of games and a zapper. Let's see. Here we go. This is from Play and Nintendo. Our prediction show is still a ways off. Seeing how we've got so many leaks, I'll get wacky and dumb with mine. NES Remix 1 and 2 hit Switch this fall, and SNES Remix announced for spring 2019. So there we go. That's from the Discord. And then lastly, I do have an email here. It's going to take me just a second to find it. Can you stall for me a second, Hate? Just...
We didn't even get to talk about the saltiest of salty things this week.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I forgot to put it in my notes.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about that. So Capcom is releasing a 120-day rental of Resident Evil 7. 180-day rental of Resident Evil 7. It's going to be an online streamed version of Resident Evil 7, which isn't unheard of anymore. I mean, PlayStation Now has been out for a long time. There, I forget the other gaming, Ouya or whatever, I believe is basically all that, or one of them is, right?
I have an Ouya sitting upstairs that I've never really turned
sitting,
off.
Sitting up there, exactly.
I found one at Value Village and then got it for $7, sold it for $80.
But Crackdown 3 is using cloud processing. Microsoft made it famous, you know, using the power of the cloud to help you with video games. So I think the pricing model's a little messed up, but I think, you know, cloud gaming isn't unheard of. Enough of it's going to reside in RAM that you're probably not going to get a horrible lag or anything. The question is if your internet's going to be fast enough to, you know, refresh that quickly enough. So
yeah, the biggest problem is the fact that if you let your subscription lapse, you lose your game save.
Well, does that have to be true? Can't they save your
they should right. Want to put, I mean, that game save should not take it should be megabytes. I mean, it should not be big at all that they can store in their servers. If you're paying for that service, there's other people that'll be paying for it. But I mean, Xbox can remember on your I think somebody that has PlayStation Plus, I don't even know if you have a game save and you stop paying for PlayStation Plus and you come back to it, is your game save still there for a game that you've had?
Yeah. So the game save stays local.
Yeah. So why not reserve just a small little space on your SD card or your internal memory for that then?
I think they could. They're just choosing not to. This almost feels to me more of a test, you know, proof of concept. And if it's successful, I think we're going to see a lot more of it. The question is, does this mean we're getting games that otherwise couldn't play on the Switch? Could Resident Evil and Evil 7 play on the Switch otherwise, or is it an impossible port?
Impossible.
I mean, yeah. I don't think even if they did port it, I don't think it would look pretty.
it may not look pretty. I mean, you know, it's to be determined. We'll know in a few days, which is crazy.
We
is that, and that's Japan only right now, right?
Yeah. Coming it comes out on Thursday. So we've talked about this extensively in the Discord. Like things got a little bit heated. Nobody got like mad, but it was kind of like some people are like, I do not want this. Get this out of here. I'm kind of on the side that's like, I want to see how this technology works, but I'm afraid once we dip our toe in the water, it's like saying goodbye to CDs, tapes, and vinyl, and welcome to digital music, you know, like goodbye VHS, you know. The thing that I asked during my chat yesterday, as I said, how would you guys feel about a game that ran on this, that was streamed, but in, and I'm talking specifically for the Switch, it was a, probably like an MMO RPG that I could take it with me and have a small world that I could play on the go, level up. But then when I got home, I could dock it, connect to the massive overworld, and then go in and meet up with everybody and be able to do raids and things like that. They still didn't like that. Like, they're like, you're not convincing me. I was like, I'm not even trying to convince you. I just want to hear your thoughts on it. What would you think about something like that, Eric?
So how would your world connect?
Just basically, you know, you'd have the areas you could do like your single player campaign, but then you're online, you could take all the gear you've leveled up and everything. And now we're going, you know, together to go raid a dungeon or, you know, take out a boss that's going to need like 15 of us, you know. I don't even know if this
grind on your own, but then play the best parts of the game when you're docked and online.
Yeah, with voice chat, you know. And so,
that sounds great.
Yeah, even as I'm saying it, I can already see the issues. We're talking about streaming all of those assets in, plus voice chat, plus online multiplayer, right? Like, how much bandwidth would something like that take to work? And the biggest issue with all of the, with even with Resident Evil, is latency. Is this going to work on the system?
And it's a Twitch based reaction kind of game, isn't it?
Can it move fast? And I don't, that's what I'm interested to see. But at the same time, I'm like, if we go this way, what are we saying yes to? Like, I should have taken the blue pill.
Yeah, but this service has a very small, specific market, and I don't think it's any of us, because we all own an Xbox.
Every fire starts with a spark.
But, I mean, this market is someone that only has a Switch and wants to experience this game, because it's not like this model caters to the charm of the Switch, which is I can pick it up out of its dock and take it to work where I don't have an internet connection, or I'm not always connected to Wi-Fi, or I can take it on vacation and play it in the car or on an airplane. And you can't do that with this game. It's just, so if you have another way to experience it, go experience it on that other platform. It's not like you're grinding for achievement points on the Nintendo Switch, because they aren't there. So right. I mean, it's for someone that the only way they would ever get to experience this game is through this streaming, and it's a $20 Blockbuster rental.
play it
and beat the game and do it in 6 months.
There's so much to talk about there. I mean, I used to use Gamefly, and there were times when my wife's like, you know, we could have bought this game like 3 times already since you have never sent it back and never played it. I'm like, I know. Okay. Okay. We got to wrap this up. We are going late here. Two quick emails. This is awesome. Hey Josh, my parents will not let me onto Switch. They think I might get into trouble with it. This is from Isaac. I'm not going to read his last name. So I was wondering if I could give my E3 predictions, through email, of course. New Mario Odyssey DLC, maybe new maps or modes, new Kid Icarus game, just a shot in the dark. I think they went with an Uprising feel, and it would feel awesome on the Switch. Info on Metroid Prime 4. Everyone is saying this one. New Joy-Con colors. Japan has a ton of colors. So, new Labo set. We know this is coming. Yeah. So there you go. Thank you so much, Kaiju Guy. That's his gamer tag. Lastly, this is not tied to E3. This is just a question that came in. And Eric, this one is going to be specifically for you. I'm not going to read the whole email. It's a little bit long. It's talking about Metal Gear, the Metal Gear series. So the question is this, what experience, if any, do you have with the Metal Gear series? And can you see any of those games getting a Switch port one day? After all, there have been a few of the past Metal Gear games released for the NES, Game Boy Color, GameCube, and 3DS.
No, the series is dead. We'll never see it again. Because of the Konami Kojima falling out, I don't think it happens. I would love to. I've played every Metal Gear. It's one of my favorite series of all time, but it's done and over. And honestly, if they made it, it would be without Kojima now and without his creative genius. So I don't.
Well, do you think we get an older game? Konami cashes in on an older game?
No. I don't think they touch it anymore. I think it's dead. It's over. They're going to continue to make casino games.
Pachinko or whatever it's called, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up. Chat is saying hashtag free Isaac. So, like, everybody's saying it, hashtag free Isaac. So that's pretty awesome. Let's wrap this thing up. Here we go. Eric, where can we find you, dude?
You find me on Twitter at @hate0. Do follow me, and I just want to let you guys know we did it. NBA Playgrounds 2 has been delayed. So thank you, all of you. I'm just kidding, but you know, if you bought that game foolishly, Shaq Fu's coming. Don't forget about it.
Shaq Fu had its press day or something like that recently. Yep.
Twitter at @hate0.
Crawler, you buddy.
You can find me on Twitter at @nightcrawler724. Nightcrawler is without the E. You can also find both Hate and I hanging out in Josh's Discord. Come hang out there. It's a fun place. We have lots of fun there. And also I think this is the last week we're going to try to do Thursday nights on the Smash Bros. Cast. We're maybe going to be moving to Friday afternoon, but check us out there. We're on iTunes and anywhere else you listen to your podcasts, and we also stream it live here on Josh's channel.
I got to say a huge thank you. Alka-Seltzer Teeny just keeps gifting subs in the chat. Thank you so much for that, Alka-Seltzer. All I'm going to say is artichoke. You know what that means. Guys, we have a giveaway real quick. Everybody in chat, type the word enter right now. We've got these sweet enamel Zelda pins from the little pin shop. And I want to make sure I'm saying their name correctly, but go ahead and type enter in the chat. We are going to do this giveaway. We're going to try to do it before the music ends. It's going to be exciting. It's like the end mission, like after you've beat the game. Little Shop of Pins, guys. That's who these pins are from. I want to make sure I get their name right. I will have a link to their shop. They've got all kinds of cool stuff. They have Predator pins, like Arnold Schwarzenegger through the vision of the Predator. So it's all different colors, like the heat vision or whatever. It looks really cool. So that's Little Shop of Pins. These are all Breath of the Wild themed. Super awesome. Type the word enter if you want to win. We're going to go for just like 10 more seconds here, and then I'm going to hit it. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, let's roll it. Kirby Geek is our winner, the Oracle.
Congrats,
Kirby. Thank you so much for entering. Guys, thank you for being here with us live. I think we hit record numbers tonight. Oh my gosh, over, like, I think I saw 44. Thank you so much for being here. We love you guys. You can follow me on Twitter at @n64josh. Instagram, everything's N64Josh. You can follow the Nintendo Powercast at NPowercast. Email us, npc at n64josh.com. The show notes, n64josh.com/episode95. Remember, audibletrial.com/npc, opseat.com. Save $60 right now if you use my code and you use their sale. Okay? N64Josh, OPC. We love you guys. n64josh.com/discord. Come hang out, and we'll see you guys next show, not week, show.